Good evening, one and all. I'm Bradford Becker. Welcome to Red Barn Radio. Tonight we continue in our 23rd year of broadcasting, presenting Roots Music Southern Style with episode number 904. We have a very special guest this evening. All our guests are special, but tonight particularly so. Her name is Ashley Ray. Her debut single from her first album, Beauty Queen, was released at the end of September in 2018. This song emphasizing the importance of loving oneself instead of looking to someone else to fill the void created a buzz and captured hearts of many all around the world. She's captured our hearts as well here at Red Barn, and we're glad to have her here with us tonight. Ashley Ray and Deep Nourished Roots.
The elders of Rastafari from now beyond space and time. May we give thanks to all the indigenous people who once ruled this land from near, far. Rastafari bringing love, peace. In the name of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I, and Her Divine Balance, Empress Menenai, sealing the Trinity in Rastafari. Nourishing the roots of Ayanai spirit, Ayanai soul, we give thanks to bring the word sound power to each and every person throughout this time, throughout this space. May the Most High bless each and every ones and ones tuning in to this word sound power here now. Rastafari,
Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is presented with the support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's cultural development, advocacy, and fundraising organization. LexArts, working for the development of a strong and vibrant arts community as a means of enhancing the quality of life in Central Kentucky. And by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com.
Ashley Iray's soulful voice and uplifting messages bring joy and positivity to audiences everywhere and at a time when we can all use it. While Ashley Iray is currently working on an album with French producer and sound man Jalix, tonight she has come here all the way from Miami to Kentucky to perform for you with the reggae band Deep Nourished Root, with many of the members being from right here in Lexington, actually. Welcome to Red Barn Radio to what I know will be a great evening of music and conversation with Ashley Iray and Deep Nourished Roots.
Each and every one of you will recognize this song. A new I
Celine Dion song, if you don't recognize that, a new day has come. Give thanks, Red Barn family. Yes, big up Deep Nourish Roots, big up Tall Sound. You know, big up Imar Shepherd alongside I and I.
Ashley, I would love for you to start by talking about your musical path.
So really, it always began with singing. I mean, from the age of five, you know, I'm walking around the house with a hairbrush singing, you know. I was that type of youth. So, but yes, it started at that age, and then it also began in church as I went to Christian church.
And this was in Florida?
No, I was actually born and raised in Southern California.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
Yes, I was born like in LA area. Yeah, you know, going to Christian church and then being raised in Christian elementary school, I was constantly, you know, having the privilege to be able to sing in church and sing in school, you know, and that's really where it started for me. So always very spiritual, you know.
Yeah, yeah. That takes you into your teen years. You're in Southern California. Are you there as a high school student?
Yes, yeah, okay. I also went there. And I had a great music teacher in high school. His name is Bill Peterson. I'm pretty sure he's still there. So much patience that man has. Well, that high school was known in the area. It was called El Dorado High School. And it was known in the area to have like a really great music, you know, program because of him, because he put so much of his heart and soul into it. You know, I would be performing solos constantly as every time they had like a show for every season, you know. And then as I came out of high school, when I turned like around 18, I would say that's probably when I started doing some recording, but not quite yet entering the music industry per se.
And what kind of recording were you doing? Was it this style of music?
It was more like R&B, what you call Motown, and also like some country as well, like Martina McBride and stuff like that. That was more when I was like 14, I would say. Yeah, so I do have like a wide variety of music under my roots.
Yeah.
The Honorable, the great Robert Nesta Marley. For you, life was precious and sacred. You were humanist at its finest. We miss you and we love you. Rest in Zion. I hear the bell.
And then at what point in time did you gravitate toward this music?
Toward reggae music, yeah. I found reggae music first when I was 16, and it really started with, you know, artists like Marcia Griffiths, Judy Mowat, Bob Marley, of course, Peter Tosh. I was a big lover of Peter Tosh. And so I found it around that time. I didn't start embracing it until I myself had a massive spiritual awakening, because I went through a lot of near-death experiences growing up just due to the lifestyle that I was living and the struggles and things like this that I went through. When I had that awakening, it was like in 2012. That was the initial like icebreaker, but it was just like scratching the surface.
Was that spiritual awakening for you, Ashley, did that represent for you sort of a drastic departure from the sort of faith community that you grew up with?
Yeah, because, you know, religion can be kind of, in the way that it's brought forth by Babylon, so to speak, it can be very controlling. Mm. You know, it can be very segregatory as well. I was able to find the connection to the Most High within my spirit. And when I had the awakening, the best way I can explain it is I just came back to the sense of self-love, the finally feeling self-love. And understanding that came from this higher power within myself. From that point forward, it just expanded and grew and evolved. And as I evolved, you know, as we continue to grow on the journey of life, as it evolved, I became to gravitate towards yoga, meditation, roots and culture, African rhythm, like deep in my soul. You know, as I am born in America, but I have also lived in Jamaica. And during the times that I have been living in Jamaica, especially during the longer period I was there, right, for about a year, I met this amazing artist named Imar Shepherd. Yes, from Kingston, Jamaica. And what struck me about him the most was that, you know, he works so hard like I do, you know, and it takes hard work in the music to really continue to soar. So this was the first song that we put out together called Cycles of Life that we'll share with you now.
Balance in line, yeah. Income ready, then some. earth and sunshine, just moving through the cycles of life. And in our hearts and in our minds, gotta keep the balance in line. In calm rain and in sunshine, moving through the cycles of life. And in our hearts and in our minds, we gotta keep the balance.
Have mentors who sort of ushered you into a deeper understanding of a faith that was sort of in contrast with the one you grew up with?
There were some mentors here and there, but it was just my embodiment of the energy that I was understanding in myself. There was definitely some great mentors along the way, especially as I started traveling more, especially as I started traveling to Jamaica. Definitely took a lot of wisdom and knowledge from just observing elders there. Certain elders, I think, that really made a big impact on me. One that is not alive anymore, Dr. Sebi, great elder that. And we have ones and ones like Profai, Queen Nani. She was a great revolutionist in Jamaica. So, yeah, there was, and then, of course, His Imperial Majesty and Empress Menen and I started to really understand their works and understand the consciousness that took to create that change in the world, you know.
Was your decision to go to spend some time in Jamaica driven by your desire to gain a deeper understanding of the music, faith, or how they are sort of intertwined?
Definitely had to do with that. But my first journey to Jamaica was actually for a Kemetic yoga teacher training. I had already gone through a different yoga teacher training. I had already been teaching yoga for like 3 years prior to that. But that's where I arrived, and that's more of an African-rooted style of yoga. So, And then from there, I just kept going, of course, because of the music and, you know, making different connections with people along the way in the industry.
And you met Aimar there.
Yes.
With more Red Barn Radio after this break. Red Barn Radio, roots music, southern style. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Red Barn Radio, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. Red Barn Radio, roots music, Southern style.
The two of you sing beautifully together. Your voice is gorgeous. Love the harmony choices you all are making. Just beautiful. Do you remember when you first sang together?
Well, yes, I do remember. You know, it was a friend of mine who, you know, brought us together. you know, in Kingstown, a place called Crossroad, and, you know, I took her to a performance deep in the ghetto, you know what I mean? And it was there and then when she first sang. It's like it just blew me away. That makes me realize that this is a star in our own right, you know what I mean? And so, you know, we start build from there, we start vibes, you know. She would play her little guitar and, you know, we would chant together, you know.
Explain what you mean when you say you took Ashley deep in the ghetto. Is this a sort of more urban and poor part of Kingston? How would you describe that?
The ghetto is more like you have uptown, midtown, and you have downtown. You know, you have the deep ghetto where they would put it this way that, you know, a lot of people crumb and, you know, live in a life that, you know, sometimes, you know, a little bit difficult, you know, struggling, you know, pain, suffering, you know, sometimes, you know what I mean? But it's a place where reggae music was born from. If you listen to reggae music, you know, you will hear, you know, the different elements that come out of it that, you know, make reggae music what reggae music is. Huh. You know what I mean? And that's why it reached so many people across the world, you know. We practically stay in the ghetto, you know, and reach people right across the world with the message through the music.
Did you grow up in that environment?
Well, basically, for some part of my life, I was born and grew up in St. Thomas, Cedar Valley, Richmond Gap. When you hear them talk about Blue Mountain Coffee, way up in the mountains, up in the hills, you know what I mean? As an artist coming up through the rank, it was a little bit difficult, you know, to get through where I grew up. So I had to come to Kingstown, where, you know, reggae music is, you know, the hub. You know, you find the hub in Kingstown. You know, it's like the factory, you know, per se.
Giving
Deep Nourished Roots, this band you have supporting you, Ashley, and yes. Start with you, Steve. Talk some about how you brought this together.
DNR started about 2018. My father passed, and I walked in there. He had that purple DNR on his wrist in the hospital. I said, let me flip that Deep Nourished Roots, you know, instead of the Do Not Resuscitate. Music as my outlet, I guess, and formed a band, man. You know.
And did you do music before then?
Just play guitar. And
yeah.
Nothing serious in that sense, no. DJed a little bit.
At that point in time, you decided right then and there that this was the direction you were going to go. And had you been into reggae pretty deeply before that time?
Yeah. Probably since the early 90s, yeah, you know. Listening to the real reggae culture stuff like Sanchez, you get into the DJs, the singers, you know, not just the marketed reggae, which was great, though. Like, my first reggae was with the Mick Jagger and Peter Tosh, you know. I'm sure you remember that song.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Gotta walk and don't look back, right? Mm-hmm. I think when I started getting into it, it was more of the, like, the 90s dancehall style, you know.
Yeah.
But then as you get into it and start seeing who's who and going back and back and back, yeah, it takes you back all the way as far as you want to go. To Mento, to ska, to rock steady, you know. You know, it was dance music, you know, dance music. Get the people out to dance. And it always had a message, you know.
I said the promised land.
Omar, did that music have this sort of same feel to it? It's all 4/4 time, but is it like the same foundation of that deep bass line and the sort of punctuation that, happens with the percussion?
Well, it was a little bit lighter in terms of the bass, in terms of the roots reggae. No, you know, the bass kind of a little bit stronger because it's a bass that carried rhythm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In, you know, the roots rock, reggae, you know what I mean? But ska, it's more like dance music, you know, for you to go out and, you know, enjoy yourself and have a great time.
What else can you tell us that you've learned about some of the other, you know, pioneers of this music that would help our listeners sort of explore this in a deeper way?
Steve was saying, like, it all comes back down to the music that was born out of overcoming struggle, especially in those times, like racial struggle for, you know, African people. And I think that's definitely something that needs to be understood about the music, you know, because even to this day, you know, it's still in people's subconscious, you know, in the general collective consciousness of the world. Like, there's still kind of a stigma that has to be broken, even though it's made leaps and bounds since those times, right? But now it's more of a music that really, I think, whether it's, you know, from ska or down to roots reggae, you know, like you were saying, Toots and the Maytals, it still is like that music that's overcoming struggle, overcoming segregation, overcoming indoctrination, you know.
Like soul and blues, like folk music, you know, a lot of folk music.
Yeah, there can be the similarity there, for sure.
Walking through the highest of the highest of the high of all creation. Then a realization from floating in and through my mind of systematic degeneration and segregation. We've been blinded for so long, but now we in the time to wake up to our mission. It's a decision that is guided in the eye and eye of every single nation, generation. No separation.
Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is presented with the support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's cultural development, advocacy, and fundraising organization. LexArts, working for the development of a strong and vibrant arts community as a means of enhancing the quality of life in Central Kentucky. And by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show.
The Red Barn Radio theme was written and performed by the Lucy Becker Band. More information is available on social media at Lucy Becker Music.
Thanks so much for listening. I'm Kathy Stamps.
And I'm Forrest Leffler.
There are many people to thank for our broadcast. First, Ashley Iray and Deep Nourished Roots, who are Rob Dredd on drums, Max Ballesteros on bass, Wendell Rogers on guitar, Steve Matherly, Christy Matherly, and Travis Taylor. I'm Mark Shepard. Great to have you with us. What a special evening. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our programs. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Before we close out the program, let's bring back Ashley Iray and Deep Nourished Roots for one more tune.
About you, girl, heard enough times. Why don't play around? Yeah. And then he looks at me with that lustful gaze in his eyes. Ooh. But the difference is I can see it now, 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 now. And all these lifelong lessons I've been learning from the inside out. Trying to build a house on a sandy ground. No, 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 no. My sacred temple's not a place for you to come into without showing me just how you're feeling too. So, so true, true. Next day, I promise, let us be present now. Next day, I
Yes, be present now.
Red Barn Radio, roots music, southern style. The best music from the roots of the South, and sharing this music with the world.